listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 55. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here with, guess who? The amazing, the wonderful, the fantastic John Brownstone.
And I'm just getting over a head cold.
That John I gave him.
Yes.
I gave him the head cold. You're welcome. Anyway, today we're talking about something that happens in every single DS relationship ever, ever, ever. It's when your expectations, your wants, and your needs change, and what the hell to do about it. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at KaylaLords or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. Today's show is brought to you once again for the second week in a row by Unbound for a good reason. I have a coupon code. So for 1 week only, that's what they say, but you never know. You can save 72% on a specific box they sell. It's called the Double Entendre. Mm-hmm, yeah, that's what they called it. You have to use the coupon code FLASHSALE42. Don't worry, this is all on the show notes page. You'll be able to get the link and the coupon code. But what do you get for your 72% savings? It's a box with a whole bunch of goodies, some of which include flavored lube, little bangle handcuffs that just looked really cute in the picture, and a small vibrator that is meant to be used pretty much anywhere you like vibrations. So as an anal plug, go for it. As a clitoral vibrator, go for it. I like vibrations on my nipples. Oh, no, 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 stop, stop, stop. And then he messes with my nipples. I'm doing a commercial here. Anyway, so the value of the box with everything inside is $150, y'all. So you will not be paying that much. You will be getting a great, great deal. And if you use the link that I give you in the show notes page and you go and purchase something that with the coupon code or something else, I will make a small commission that goes to the Send Kayla to Eroticon in London Fund. So there's that. Now, if you are listening to this show anytime after September 2016, I can't promise you that that code is going to work. However, I think you should still try it because we all know that coupon codes sometimes work even when they say they're not supposed to. So You go for it. Okay, so that's done with the commercial. Anyway. So this week's show is based on two things. One, a conversation that we had 2 weeks ago.
About
2 weeks ago. And two, because anybody who listened to the bonus portion last week, and yes, there'll be a bonus portion this week, I have things I want to bitch about.
Oh, goodness.
anyway, I accidentally edged everybody because I started talking about it, and so that was the tease and getting everybody worked up.
A little overzealous you got,
Of course, because I had stuff to talk about, and anybody who listened got the great kick out of listening to John Brownstone shut me down.
No.
I know. And it took me a second, y'all. I was fighting it. Baby Girl came out much quicker than Submissive came out. So
and I did not give in to the pout.
You never have. I've never seen you give in to the pout. I know there are doms out there who do it. You are not one of them. We're getting sidetracked. Anyway, so the conversation came in. We'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. And it brought about this bigger topic, which is the overall topic for today's show. And it's about how the things that we wanted or thought we wanted at one point in a relationship, usually in the very beginning, can change over time. And they can change for a whole bunch of reasons. They can change because reality is different from fantasy.
That's true.
They can change because of health. They can change because of circumstance. They can change because of money. They can change. You can be in this beautiful, wonderful DS relationship and you love one another and you're getting your kink on left and right and you can still want to change. And it's not a sign of anything wrong. It's just you change. People change. The things you want change. The things you need change. Change is the word of the day.
Yeah.
Change.
Change isn't permanent, but change is.
Oh, gosh. Now you've gone philosophical. Yeah. I almost didn't say that word right. I caught myself in time. So Daddy says we can talk about what I couldn't talk about last week. So that, and see, when we're talking about, I don't even know what the decision is. And he might not be ready to make a decision, but we'll talk about it. So what was I talking? Can I do it? Can I talk about what I was talking about last week?
No.
Daddy, that's the point of the show. May I please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, okay. I'm trying to figure out where to start. So, okay.
Well, why don't we start at the beginning?
Well, then I have to go back 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so do you want to start? He's trying to talk and I'm not letting him. Sorry.
No, yeah.
May I?
No.
Aw, but you said I could.
When Kayla and I first got together, no big surprise to some, I'm a hair puller.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a lover of hair pullers.
Hair pulling. So, you know, at the time, Kayla had short hair.
Not that short. I had already started growing it out.
You had already started growing it out to some extent. And when we got together, I gave you a length that I wanted your hair to grow out to.
Right. And I will interrupt here and say that a lot of us female submissives, I don't know if this is true of all of female dominants, but I know it's true of many male dominants. Male dominants tend to really like long hair. Of varying lengths, everybody's idea of long is different because of that hair pulling thing and for other, you know, the pigtail thing and all kinds of fun stuff you can do with long hair. So it's actually kind of common. It's not the standard. There's no norm, y'all, in kink and BDSM. Come on.
Right.
But, you know, it's a lot of you are going, yeah, I know. I've got long hair down my ass because that's what they wanted. Right. So
for Kayla, I had the expectation of just blow your shoulders.
Right.
Right. And it worked twofold. One, it allowed me to at least wrap my hand in it.
Do love that.
When I wanted to. And she could do her pigtails when she was having her little baby girl moment.
Which I don't do very often anymore.
Not anymore, no.
No, I think I've grown out of that, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know. But, so she did. She grew her hair out, and it's been pretty much grown out since then. Go ahead.
We did, I can't remember why, but I did ask for, I think we ended up taking about 6 inches off. It became shoulder length, which is where it is now. Because it was really, really long. I mean, it actually went past my shoulder blades. It was so long. But I don't do my hair, y'all. I'm not standing there with the damn hair dryer. It's not happening. And I'm not using curling iron. And I don't put product in my hair. And really, the longer my hair is, the more often it will be pulled back in a sloppy bun or a sloppy ponytail. Because ain't nobody got time for that, okay? But I can't right now. I can't think of why. But I went to him and I said, okay, I understand.
Well, I think you were having some problems with the ends and
I did have really bad split ends, and you know, sometimes any woman with long hair knows, or person, because guys can have long hair,
right?
Once they start splitting, you just have to hack that shit off, and it needed to come off, and it wasn't looking very healthy and full and thick. It was getting really weighted down, and my hair is not as thick as it used to be, and it's this long conversation about hair.
So
I asked him and got permission and scared the guy who does my hair. He's 72. He is literally double my age. He could, you know, be more than my father. He could almost be my grandfather. And I said, I'm going to need you to take about 5 inches off. And he does not know we're kinky. And he said, does John know? Yes, sir, he does. He won't come after me if I make this too short, Willie. No, sir. I talked to him just yesterday. And he said he was fine with this and he could handle it. And I really need you to do this. And he still took a big, deep, gulping breath before he made the first cut. But yes, I did go up to shoulder length.
Yeah.
And we tested it out. I said, okay, if it's at shoulder length, can your hand still go up the back? And can you still, blah, blah, blah.
I can still grab a good handful.
Right. So, fast forward, gosh, almost a year. I've had shoulder length for a while.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe not quite that long, but still for a while.
Right.
Okay. So, here's what anybody with long hair knows. Having long hair and doing fun things with long hair and pulling long hair is great.
Oh, yeah.
Living with long hair, in your bathroom especially, sucks. There's hair everywhere. And I'm at an age and a point in life where it is not thick and lustrous anymore. I brush my hair just a little bit and, you know, just I've got strands everywhere. So there's hair on the bathroom floor and there's hair in the drain. We even have a special drain catch, y'all. So all my hair has a place to go. And whose job is it to empty that? That would be mine. Who does not like to touch wet hair? That would be me. So
you do a fine job.
Oh,
baby
yes.
Girl.
And I'm taking forever to tell this story. So I am sick and tired of dealing with the crap part of long hair. And I'm losing some weight. Like drastically. My diet is right, I think. And my exercise is right. And it's all coming together in this beautiful, wonderful thing. And I am losing weight. So my face is getting slimmer. See, I like longer hair because when I do wear it down, it hides my round face. Now, I used to have a pixie cut, y'all. My hair was 1.5 inches, 2 inches long. I put gel stuff in it to make it kind of spiky, and I was just dead precious and cute. I had chandelier earrings. I was sassy. I was sassy in the baby girl way and out of the baby girl way. I was fierce. That's the word.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Oh, I turned heads when I'd wear my cute little dresses that, you know, the earrings and the cute shoes and had my nails done. Mm-hmm. And the hair was, oh, yes. So I remember those days now that I'm looking in the mirror going, oh, that's what cheekbones look like. So I have also realized that a certain someone is also tired of hair being everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even do laundry, y'all. And anybody with long hair knows you do laundry and little pieces of hair that were all by themselves all ball up into some ugly, like, dead looking rodent thing.
It makes a critter.
It does make a critter. And, yeah. And who does the laundry and has to deal with those? That would be me. A warm critter is about as bad as wet hair from the drain. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, I go to him and I'm like, so how you feel about long hair? Well, you know, I still love it. How do you feel about living with long hair? Well, I don't like that part. Me neither.
Yeah.
So we have started the conversation. A man who told me from day one, any submissive of mine must have long hair. Swear to you, before I was his submissive, I knew how he felt about long hair.
Yep.
The reality, though, after living together for 2.5 years and going through the hair growing and then shortening, but still being long no matter what, is somebody might be willing, maybe, to live with short hair as long as it is still long enough.
To grab a handful,
which I don't want to get rid of that effect either. Hello, I like that part. That's the best part of sex. Sometimes he's behind me and we do a spoon position because it's comfortable in everybody's joints that way. And it's just really intimate. And I'm all like, ooh, yeah, yeah. And then he grabs my hair and I'm gone. I'm like, ooh, yeah, because it hurts and it's all, okay, I'm going away somewhere. No, he's going to pull my hair. Daddy.
Like that?
Yes, daddy. Okay, we have a show to do.
Okay,
thank you. Oh, my God. Okay, I need a moment. Oh, I'm gripping this poor man's knee. He's going to have bruises. Okay, so we've just had that experience together. So that's what I was talking about last week. There is a chance, I'm hoping a really good chance, that a certain long-haired lover, or lover of long hair, that's probably better. You do not have long hair.
No.
Will allow me at some point under some conditions, which yes, I will attempt to negotiate to the best of my ability, to have short hair. And when I say negotiate, I mean truly go, okay, he will say, you can. His first reaction was, well, let's see about after winter. Well, that for us, this is Florida, y'all. That's six months away, right? And so my comeback was, well, that long, really, that kind of negotiation. So I'm not demanding anything. I know what I want. At this point, I truly, truly believe I want shorter hair, like drastically shorter, like cute, sassy bob, or I can't go pixie because then he couldn't grab pixie, but something, right? I'll figure it out. And for anybody who knows hair, I have a round face, so you know this is not going to be easy. But that's where we're at. That's something he said from the very beginning he wanted. Now, granted, I'm the one who brought this up because of my own needs and desire to stop dealing with gross hair everywhere. But he is willing to concede after having experienced what he had always wanted that it's not, one, it's not the end all be all. There are other options. Compromise is a possibility.
Right.
And two, that what you think you want, once you get it, is sometimes really not what you want.
That's true. I mean, I love being able to grab a handful of your hair and just yanking.
I do love that too.
Okay. But yeah, the reality of it is, I mean, you shed worse than,
oh my God,
I don't know what.
Pick any cat, dog.
Yeah.
There's more of my hair in this house than our dog.
Yeah,
we got a short-haired dog for a reason,
that's
y'all.
Sad,
okay,
but true.
It's everywhere. And you know, of course, in the kitchen, I'm cooking, I'm pulled my hair back. So, nobody wants hair in their food. But it does happen. You shouldn't eat at my house. I'm just saying, if you're one of my local buds, don't eat at my house. I'm not gross. I do my due diligence, but y'all, come on. Anyway, now that I've turned everybody's stomach, it tastes good. You just, I don't know. I've had to wipe my kitchen counter off and I'm like, ooh, how did I shed? I have my hair pulled back. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. So anyway, that is our example. And that's
right.
Just an example. It can be anything, y'all. I mean, Daddy talks about a lot when we talk about other things. This example comes up. In the very beginning, I was like, I am not interested in rope bondage. That's really cute and all, but no thank you. And now when he pulls out the rope, okay, if I'm disinterested now, it's because I really don't feel like standing still and being patient. But it's not from fear or lack of desire.
Correct.
So I said in the beginning that the things you want or need or the things you expected out of your relationship change over time for any number of reasons. There's no right or wrong reason. Just you're older and you're more mature than you were 5 years ago is a good enough reason. You just don't like that anymore is a good enough reason. Okay. Whatever it is. But the point is when that happens, you have to talk about it.
Oh yeah.
You absolutely have to talk about the things on your mind. Now, speaking to the submissives out there, you do not demand anything, okay? If you have negotiated your relationship in such a way that your dominant has the control and the power and the final say, so getting what you want, the change you want, making a demand is probably not the way to do it. Now, the only time I could say that the caveat to that would be if you've gone to the doctor and they've told you have to stop doing certain things for your health, or if you just noticed, body aches and pains and things that are detrimental to your physical, mental, or an emotional well-being, you can demand, quote unquote, but can we just remember to always be respectful? Okay. It is a lot easier to convince somebody of something that they might not have ever considered before if we start out being nice about it, but, asking politely.
When it comes down to something like a health issue, that's, I think, a little different because, you want to take care of your toys. You can't play with a broken toy.
Right. But if I came to you and said, I'm not kneeling anymore, and I gave you no other context other than that.
Oh, hell no.
Right. Exactly. So what I would do is go, Daddy, I have something to tell you. And I talk to the doctor, or this is what I've been noticing. Right. And here's a pain I've been having. And I don't think I can do that anymore. Because what it may be is you think you can't do something. And really what you have to do is modify it.
Correct.
I mean, think about kneeling. There was a time I was kind of like, I don't know if I can kneel on the floor anymore.
Right.
And no, kneeling on the floor is very difficult for me. It's easier than it used to be now that I'm more in shape. I've got quads poking out, y'all. Those would be the big thigh muscles for anybody who's like, what the fuck's a quad? Anyway, so I probably could now, but at the time, I truly didn't think I could. So we modified. I kneel on the bed. The intention is still the same. The location is different. So some of those kinds of changes, they're just going to happen. But sometimes you just decide, that doesn't work for me anymore. You know what we haven't done? And I think it's mutual consent. It's not anything we've talked about. So, okay. Anybody who follows any amount of Tumblr porn or just porn, video porn or whatever, what is the big, big thing coming all over her face, right? Just shooting it all over the place. That is not one of my things. And I have friends who are like, oh yeah, that's hot. I'm not one of those people.
Doesn't do a thing for me either.
Not at all. I'm also, and I have told Daddy this, I love sucking his cock, okay? Let me just suck on it like a lollipop. Just give me 30 minutes. I will, but I don't like swallowing cum. I'm not spitting either, though. It goes in my mouth. It's going down my throat. That's just how we roll. But I don't love it. It's not like I go, ooh, creamy goodness. I'm like, well, okay. He knows that about me, okay? Right. Now, in the very beginning, if he, came in my mouth, well, honey, I swallowed, licked my lips and went, give me some more, please, right? Partly, in pure honesty, it was because I thought, okay, this is what you're, not just in our relationship, but any relationship, if you're going to worship cock, apparently you're going to swallow cum. So I never really said anything about it. And he certainly, what guys like, oh, look, she swallows, keep going, they're not complaining. But when I said to him, I love sucking your cock, but I really don't like cum. I just, put it in me, but it's okay. Do you know, from that moment forward, I've sucked his cock a million times. Not as much as recently as I probably should.
No.
Of course, you haven't gone downtown. That's another issue we need to deal with. Anyway, bonus bonus material. But he's never come in my mouth again. If I'm sucking his cock to the point where he's like, oh yeah, I'm getting close, man, he pulls me off by my hair, slams me on the bed, and fucks me. And God, I love that. Because for me, I've driven him wild enough that he feels he's about to lose control of his own body. And so, of course, he's taking said control back. Man, we've got some power trips going on. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. But that was something, you know, for the first year we were physically, not physically together 24/7, but that we would meet up and have sex when we were together. Hell yeah, I swallowed cum like most people who are willing to swallow will. I mean, I never even said anything. It's actually when I became more comfortable and I realized he never, in all the dirty talk and all the kinky stuff and all the sexy stuff, the putting of cum in a woman's mouth or down her throat was never one of his things. So no. I became comfortable enough to say, yes, I will worship your cock.
For me, it was always just a warm up.
Right. And I liked that about you, too. Because there's a reason they call those things jobs. After a while, you're really working hard. Jaws hurt. I'm just saying.
Well, you have job security.
That is true. That is true. But it was a job in a former life. And it was that job that you hate. And you're not even paid minimum wage. And you wake up every day going, what the fuck am I doing? It was one of those. With daddy, it's not that kind of job. But so anyway, I mean, it can be anything. And sometimes it's stuff you didn't realize. Sometimes it's stuff that, as comfortable as you are with your partner, you weren't ready to tell them that yet, and you had to get to a certain point. But whatever it is, the length of your hair, the length of your skirt, whether right. you wear panties or not. Okay. That's another thing. When we first got together, part of our kink was daddy chose my panties every day. Now, yes. That setting that project up long distance was a total project. I'd take a picture of every single pair of my panties. By itself, I couldn't group them on the bed, individual, and then pop them in a Dropbox folder that we shared. And then each morning, he would go into the Dropbox folder and he would send me a picture of which ones I was wearing.
Yeah.
So then when we got together, and we lived together, he'd pull out a pair. Well, at a certain point, life got nuts. And I think what happened is he sort of forgot. Well, unless I ask, I don't even wear panties anymore.
Yeah, there's only certain times that you wear them now.
Right, wear a certain skirt or anything. And I actually like it that way. I mean, what started out as a oops, he kept forgetting and I kept reminding him, I just finally stopped reminding him because I went, I like it this way. And if he really wants me to wear panties, he will remember.
And I kind of like it that way too.
I know. It's very freeing. Anybody who's like, oh, I have to wear panties. No, y'all, I have cute panties. Do not.
Oh, yeah.
I have a whole drawer of cute. Wonder Woman, Pink Floyd.
Thongs.
Thong. I got cute panties. And I like wearing them when I wear them. But it was just one of those things that this is what we did in the beginning. And then we outgrew it. Life changed a little bit. And so we've adjusted. Right. And that was when we didn't talk specifically about either. Yeah. But
well, I think a lot of that came about when my sister started
getting sick. Oh, sure. But again, that's a huge life thing that'll interfere. And you just adjust. So when something comes up, whatever it may be, small, big, whatever. I mean, I can imagine big things that come up. You think you're a submissive and you're always going to be a submissive. And then you realize, oh, I have dominant tendencies. Maybe I'm a switch. That's a big deal. Yeah. That's a big conversation to have. Or you're dominant and you realize you want to submit to somebody. That's a big conversation to have.
Right.
The first step is always to talk about it. Always, always, always. Okay. Find the right time. If you're the submissive in the relationship and you realize you need to bring up this change to your dominant, request a time where you have their full attention. Do not try to have one of these conversations when they are doing 10 other things, or if you're the type that you're maybe not together all the time, but you can come together as needed, you have flexibility.
Right.
Wait till you're together.
Make sure the green light is on for both parties.
I know. We talk about him having a light system over his head, because if he is doing anything else, he is not paying attention to the sound of my voice, y'all.
I tend to get very involved when I am doing something,
so,
certain things.
Just like we have the red, yellow, green light for sex and kink, we apparently have it for communication. And I will say, is your green light on? If he just grunts at me, I know what that answer is. Anyway, more bonus material that I'm slipping in here. So talk to, you know, set up a time, especially if it's one of those big conversations. You're like, you know, I love being your submissive. However, I really want to beat somebody else's ass. That's a conversation you're going to need to have, right?
Yeah.
So the little stuff, you can probably slip that in a text message or an email, or, you know, we're talking over coffee. We'll have little conversations like that. I think the blowjob one and the cock worship thing happened while I was sucking your cock. I think we had, like, we were in the afterglow or something. Yeah. And I kind of said, you know, I really like it this way. And you went, you know, I really do too. Thank you, God. and it was, and it, sometimes it's as simple as that, because you, it might be something the other person's going, God, I'm glad they said something, because I wasn't going to say anything. Right. Like he was going to say anything. Sure, she swallows. Great. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway. Now, let's talk about the thing. I know somebody's thinking it, and if I, we don't talk about it, I'm going to get a message. What do you do when you don't want the change that the other person's requesting? Whether it, they want something that's not compatible with your kinks, or they want something that, especially if your submissive comes, came to you and I asked for short hair, and you went, oh, hell no. So then the question is, well, what the hell do you do?
Hmm. Good question.
Now, you know I have an opinion.
Of course you do.
But do you have an opinion, Daddy?
Do I have an opinion on that? Well, I think that would take some long talking, first of all.
Well, sure.
Okay. And I think you have to look at the big picture in something like that. All right? I mean, how important is having long hair in the grand scheme of things?
Or on the flip side, how important is having short hair?
Yeah.
And that's a small thing. So, you know, there's the big thing. And I think of couples we've known. We've referenced them before in the show. Mm-hmm. So let's say, okay, you're submissive, because I'm saying you're submissive because I'm a submissive. And so that's where I relate. Anyway, so you're submissive and you realize that you've met somebody else. Not, it's not a feeling you're having with your own dominant, but you've met somebody or you've had an experience. You're like, ooh, I think I might have some dominant energy in there. I might have a little dom in me, or I might have a sadist in me, or I might have some part where you have this desire to take some sort of control. You have a top side. We won't say dominant necessarily. Dominant implies relationship. Top is situational, where you have control in that particular moment. What do you do? And your other person's like, yeah, but I am all dom, all top. I'm not, I'm not submitting to you. So this, that kind of thing, my opinion is, it can be worked out.
Oh, absolutely.
It can be worked out through communication, trust, and being open-minded. Because you want to know what I would tell you to try? If you're willing, and you both have to be willing or it's not going to work.
Exactly.
You go outside of your relationship for that. Now, it doesn't have to be a love thing. It doesn't even have to be a sex thing, y'all. Sometimes you might have, you might be some a submissive with a desire to top somebody. And you just want to take the control. You don't want to fuck them. You just want to take the control, right? Now, it could be. It could be that you're looking for something more open in your relationship, too.
In a sense, it's a form of a polytriad.
Exactly. And those things can involve sex. You might have realized, thought, oh, I thought we were always going to be a closed relationship, just the two of us. I don't want to fuck anybody else. I don't want you to fuck anybody else. We're together. And then one or both of you goes, oh, well, but fucking other people might be nice. And it brings me, that point brings me to something that, that I answered for somebody several weeks ago. They asked a question, on submissive guide and I answered it, but they started the question with, is it normal? And then they went on with a question about their master wanting to have sex with other people. And I can link to that, but that's, that part's beside the point. The immediate answer response I had was, nothing is normal, y'all. I mean, it is whatever you make of it. So who cares if anybody else in your entire world does what you're doing in your relationship? It does not matter. What matters is you and your partner finding ways to fulfill your needs in a way that, if you want to, allows you to stay together. I mean, because the reality is, some things might be a deal breaker to the other person. You know, your partner might go, okay, I understand your desire to top somebody, but I can't let you have sex with anybody. I can't do that in my relationship. That is their honest to goodness opinion. You can and maybe should, I don't know, you tell me, try to convince them otherwise, but not for too long. You know, make an impassioned argument and plea, and then ultimately they make their decision.
Right.
So then you have to decide if they're like, no, I can't be in a relationship like that. You have to decide how important this new need or this change or this want is to you. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you feel you have to explore in order to, oh, what's the word I want? To sort of not enhance. expand your horizons and your experiences in the kink world or in relationships or as just a human being, then you have to make that decision.
Well, we experienced that too.
Well, yes, but we did it mutually, and there was no the other one going, oh, hell no.
Right.
It was a mutual decision we both entered into together, and we got something different out of those experiences, but we agreed on having those experiences together.
Absolutely.
The reality is that's not always going to happen.
No.
Now, I know, because I see questions come through about it all the time, so I know it's relatively common. Sometimes you will be pressured or feel pressured to agree to something you don't really want to do. I'm just going to say, please resist that urge. Stay true to who you are,
yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
If something doesn't, sometimes you kind of have to take your head and your heart out of it, because both of those fuckers will be liars, okay? I always say, listen to your gut. Listen to your physical body. If everything in you is just rejecting this idea, even as your brain is convincing you of all the reasons why it could work, and your heart is telling you how much you love this other person, but the rest of you is absolutely rejecting it, that's your gut instinct telling you something, okay? That is the visceral part of who you are going, no, 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 I'm not going to do this. This doesn't work for me. And sometimes it means you make hard decisions. Sometimes it means if you're the person who's asking for this thing and your partner is having that reaction, you have to then decide, is it really that important? Is it important enough to jeopardize a relationship? There's no right or wrong answer, y'all. It's all personal, okay? But that is, a lot of times that's when a relationship gets to kind of a pivot point. You know, where are we going to go from here? Are we going to switch directions? Are we going to break off? Are we going to keep doing what we're doing? I know some of you are going, tell me what to do. I can't tell you what to do, y'all. There is no one answer that fits everybody. I would just say your body, your gut will know, your intuition, your instinct, whatever you call it. I call it multiple things. Your body will know. Your stomach will tighten, or your throat will squeeze up, you know, close up, or you'll get a raging headache, or you'll break out in a sweat. Your body will react. And in my experience, at least, the further away I'm getting from a right decision and the closer I'm like running to a really bad decision, the more I physically notice that I'm in distress. You know, it's like my mind can't tell me that I'm wrong, even though it's like knocking at the back going, hello, I don't think this is right. And my heart's going, but I love him, right? And then the rest of my body's in freaking out and going into shock like, no, stop. You've got to learn to listen to that, okay? Whether you are being asked to make a change in your relationship that you never wanted to make, or you've asked for a change, you're being told, hell no, okay? You've got to listen to that. I don't think that's going to happen to everybody on the planet, okay? I don't think every relationship goes to that point. They're like, hey, do you want to be poly? No? Oh, shit. I've got to figure out what direction our relationship goes in. Not every relationship is going to go through that. A lot of the changes are going to be things like long hair versus short hair, or panties versus no panties, you know? Most of your decisions in a good relationship, in a relationship where you're fairly strong, and you're building something good, even if it doesn't last forever, you're still building something good. In those relationships, it's going to be small stuff, or even if it's big stuff, you're going to communicate your way through it and you're going to find a way that works. Every once in a while, though, you're going to come across that big stuff. I mean, we've had what could have been potentially big things, you know, when we've talked about opening up our relationship and allowing different things. And one of us could have said, no, that's not going to work. Now, I tell myself, because it hasn't been put to the test, so I can tell myself these things. I tell myself that our relationship as two people is strong enough for the other person to go, you know what? I'm not going to do anything outside of this relationship that jeopardizes this relationship. So if we had talked about some of the things Daddy has done without me, and I had said, no, I can't handle that, I need to believe and choose to believe that he would have gone, okay, you know, not a problem. Now, I would say, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, that if I had said no to some of those things, that over time, you either would have brought forth compelling arguments if the desire came back up, if you had not gotten to scratch that particular itch.
Right.
Or you would have just waited until maybe you felt that I was in a better place to be willing to try.
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's just like the rope thing.
Mm.
Okay. When I first mentioned rope, you were like, oh my God, no.
No, I don't want that.
Come near me with that. You know, but.
I was a total baby girl is what I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like everything else, it was a matter of, well, okay, this is kind of intriguing, but, you know, we're not this as far as saying that we're swingers.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. No, I wouldn't classify us as that at all.
So, but to open up to a person.
Right.
Totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And to open up in different ways to people together and individually.
Yes.
I mean, we don't talk about it because it's, even we get to have some things that are like intensely private. I mean, there may come a day, maybe I'll write a tell all or something. No, I won't. Anyway, but you know, those things were broached as conversation topics. Right. We talked them through. You know, in some of those cases, we moved at the pace of whichever one of us was the least comfortable. That's the pace we moved at.
Right.
Until that person was more comfortable enough to truly move forward yes. with the idea. And that's sort of how we approach that. If one of us goes, I don't know, I'm not sure, this gives me doubts, this makes me nervous, mm-hmm. This is outside of my current boundary lines.
Yeah.
Then we slow the hell down and we move forward slowly but surely together.
Yes.
And then once the slow person, i.e. me, it's always me, catches up, then we go forward faster together.
I do a little nudging.
You're good at nudging because I let you know. That's the other thing. I let you nudge me.
Because you trust me.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. Any of these changes, especially if you are proposing a change that you're partner, dominator, submissive, y'all, said at the very beginning, this is what I want, right? And you come to them with a change of, okay, I know what you want. Hello, long hair. But I would like to propose the exact opposite of what you said you wanted, okay? You are more likely to at least get them to hear you out if you have a solid base of trust. Because one, they know you're not just pulling shit out of your ass.
Right.
And two,
you're not just flying off the handle.
Exactly. And two, they know if you have that kind of trust, they know they can say, I don't agree and here's why. And hopefully you will not freak out. Please don't freak out.
No.
It is not the end of the world especially if you're the submissive, if your dominant goes, I don't think so.
Here's the thing too, what we're doing with the hair. It's like, you know, one, we know it's definitely not going to be a pixie cut.
No, even though I kind of wouldn't mind one, but I know we're not going to do that.
You know, you're showing me pictures and we're looking at cuts that would be acceptable, shorter than it is now.
Drastically.
Yeah. But,
right.
You know, something that would fit the bill.
Basically, I'm on a campaign, y'all. I'm on a couple of campaigns. There's the campaign for a kitten. Failing that, right. Which means when I'm on Facebook or wherever, look at this beautiful kitten. Isn't it precious? Look. The campaign for another dog, which is only if I don't get a kitten. Right, you hear that? Which is, think about all the cute dogs on Facebook. Look, Daddy, look at this. Isn't this the cutest little dog ever? And now it's, ooh, look at her hair.
I'll get you another stuffy.
I have enough stuffies. we were in a store the other day buying something, and the manager came up to the register to help us, and she had the cutest hair. And I like turned away so she couldn't see me because I didn't want to be like weird stalker chick. And I'm like, do you see her hair? He's like, what? Her hair, huh? Speak up. And I'm like, well, fuck, she's 2 feet away from us. I finally got him to see her hair, and he went, and then not being subtle at all, did not move his face away. He went, oh yeah, that looks good. Thanks for not drawing attention to us, Daddy. So, you know, there's humor to be found too. And it's not just, it's like everything else in DS relationships, BDSM, kink. It is not just a one conversation and you're done. Not in some things, especially if you're bringing somebody away from what they're used to. You know, you're changing your routine, you're changing a habit, you're going from black to white, you know, long to short.
It's an evolving process.
Right. So you need to take your time and you need to have lots of conversations about it. And for you impatient and submissives out there, because I am one, I know you're out there. Good things come to those who wait. And if you are too impatient about what you're asking for, Those devious DOMs will make you wait that much longer. So it is better to be just as stubborn as you want to be about how many cute kitten videos you show them in a day. you wear down the stone just a one wave of water at a time, y'all. It might take years, but you might get there. And you keep your sense of humor about it. Because if you push for an answer, especially on something that's not like earth shattering, you know, you want this change, you want this new thing, but the other person's not ready to give you an answer. You push too hard, the answer might just be no.
That's right.
I mean, out of spite and to teach a lesson. Nobody wants that kind of no. Those no's are not fun.
And you know I will do that.
I know
you
will.
You've done that. You've pushed too hard.
Exactly. Y'all, I'm not telling y'all anything I hadn't gone through. These are hard won lessons that if I can prevent them for you, I would be happy. Happy to. Because it is no, I mean, it's already, every time you hear no as a submissive, it's a test of your submission to go, okay, can I handle this no? Can I say, yes, daddy, and keep, you know, and keep going, moving forward. But man, when you know you did it to yourself because you were a brat or you pushed too hard or you got mouthy or whatever it is you did that, you know, made your dom go, ha ha, fuck you, no. Right. That's the worst no ever. 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 So do you feel like we've covered the topic?
I think so.
Oh, cool.
I think so.
And before, you know, I turn into a pumpkin and have to go home like Cinderella. Without her long hair, hopefully, maybe. Okay.
We'll see.
So, in closing, all things are better with communication.
Right.
Be honest about the things you need or want or expect even that are different from what you've had. Sometimes you have to make really hard decisions when the wants and needs are not...
Well, not that they're met, but expectations change.
Right, in a way you didn't expect. Especially if you're the person who's getting bombarded with the, hey, I want to go fuck other people. Will that be okay? I'm going to need a minute. Okay? And it is okay from either side of that slash to go, I need time to think about this.
Well,
okay?
I mean, even on that aspect, just real quick to touch on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a while there where you... were not feeling masochistic like.
No, yeah.
And I went to the club one night and you gave me permission to play.
That was the hardest thing I've ever done. It felt right, or I wouldn't have done it. It was hard.
I was very surprised.
I didn't love it, but I did it. And when I say I didn't love it because I want him to beat my ass, okay?
Yeah.
That's whose ass I want him to beat. But no, I was not, for a while, I had not been in a mental place for it. Certainly hadn't been in a physical space for it. So I have needs as a masochist. Well, he has needs as a sadist. You know, sometimes he needs to beat somebody's ass. Mm. And it wasn't going to be mine. And so he was off to the club by himself. I couldn't go. Babysitter fell through kind of thing. And I said, I had to swallow real big before I said it. I had to put my big girl panties on for this one. I was like... So, Daddy, if you really find somebody you want to play with, you go right on ahead. If I had to spit it out in a rush, it was never going to come out. And I did. And he didn't.
I brought my toy bag, but
just
no,
in case. But
there was,
in that instance, I knew who you would likely come across at the club.
Yeah.
And they were people I like and trust. And so it would have been fine.
But I mean, they're all people that we. Yeah.
Right. But those things happen. So keep all of that in mind. As always, if you completely disagree or if there's a part of the topic we didn't touch on, which that happens a lot too, you can reach out to us. So, yeah, I'm everywhere as Kayla Lords. He's either John Brownstone or Southern Sir. On FetLife, which is where I've been getting a lot of messages lately, which is fine. I'm shocking. Kayla Lords. He is Southern Sir. Dominance, I want to clarify something. You are always welcome to message me if you are a jerk. I will either laugh at you or ignore you. Very few have been that way. Most people are very kind and gracious.
I have to say, everybody that has been reaching out to us
has been
wonderful. And it's been great to hear from them.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
Friend requests are different. If you are a male dominant, you either have to be John Brownstone's friend first or he has to look at your profile and go, yeah, sure, you can. Most of the time he does. I think I have like one or two where he's gone, no, I don't think so. Very rare. Very, very, very rare.
Everybody that we've been meeting has been great.
It's been great. But you can message either of us at any point with questions or comments, show ideas. We love all that stuff. FetLife, Facebook, Twitter, email, blogs, whatever. Wherever you're at, we're at. It's a little scary. So now, anybody who's been paying attention, I'm gonna close this out, okay? Yeah. And then we're gonna go into the bonus section. Dun dun dun. Okay, you ready?
Keep it kinky, y'all.
And we'll see you next week. Okay, are they gone? Are you still here, though? I'm still here.
I'm here.
Yay! Yeah. So at the very least, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And myself, which is not unlike every other day.
Well, the three of us, me, myself, and I.
Well, that makes there's six of us, because me, yeah, myself, and I. Oh, we have gone. I'm so sorry. I know for a fact that some people are like, oh, I like the bonus section. So you're sticking around, and that's what we gave you. So I cannot believe I've gotten through this show upbeat. I am on borderline migraine. It's not a full-blown migraine, or I wouldn't be functioning. So I had to go be kind of not social today. I'm not good. I'm good being social when I really want to be, or I really enjoy the people I'm being social with. But they did the parent night at one of the schools. My kids are in the same school, but they're on two different campuses. So one of the campuses did parent night tonight. And Daddy was supposed to go with me, but timing was really bad, and they put it at an awful time.
Very weird time.
I was like, I'm not taking us out to dinner just for this, because it was in the middle of our dinner time. But the boys have to eat, and blah, blah, blah. So I ended up going by myself.
And I've still got the sniffles.
Right. It's just all kinds of blech, right? Yeah. So I go. It's my oldest school. He is in sixth grade middle school. And what they did was they had us follow our kids' schedule. For 10 minutes, we were in each classroom and they were talking about whatever they do in the class, which was really cool because my kid's going to be really pissed because I know stuff now I didn't know before. Like, I know how to find all that homework, right? All that homework he, quote, forgot or missing assignments. I don't have to wait for him to try and get it from a teacher. It's all there. I just didn't know. I should have known and I didn't. So, and I got to talk to all of his teachers and I met another parent and we actually talked, and I'm thinking, who am I? And what have I done with my normal social anxiety self? But, and as I was on my way out the door, they call it the PVO at this school, Parent Volunteer Organization, but it's like the PTA, y'all. Anyway, I know one of the people on the board, and I like her. She's a cool chick. She was trying to rope me into going to the meeting. I told her point blank, I do not do meetings. I don't do teamwork. I love this school. If you need help, you call me. I didn't even say call. Of course, I didn't say call. I said, you text me or email me, and for you, I will do what I can, and for the school, but I'm not coming to a damn meeting. Y'all, we went to one meeting last year to talk about the new middle school, because the middle school grades are new to this charter school. Anyway.
It was ugly.
By the time we walked out of the meeting, because parents started bitching about stupid shit that should have been private conversations, their concerns are valid. Bringing up in the center of the meeting was stupid.
Wrong.
I forgot to use my inside voice.
Yes, you did.
And I didn't whisper. And I walked out of that meeting and I said, I think the principal even heard me, well, after that, I need a freaking drink. I didn't say fucking because I had my kid with me and I remembered I tried not to curse around my children. I fail, but I try not to. So, I'm not going to a meeting with a whole bunch of other parents. It is not freaking happening. So that's all happening while I'm supposed to be normally cooking dinner and eating dinner, and I get this headache, and I had the headache, and I drank some coffee thinking, oh, caffeine will make it go away. Did not make it go away. I ignored it in the school thing because I was focused on something else. I get in the car and it's borderline migraine. It's like right behind my eyes just want to shut, that kind of pain, like, please just let me close my eyes. I'm fumbling around in my purse for my migraine Excedrin migraine. I'm out. I get home and I get focused on talking to Daddy because I hadn't seen him all day. I'm like, oh, let me tell you about my experience. He's like, oh, I got something to tell you too. Forgot about my headache. Tried to eat. That didn't fix my headache. It's still there. It's starting to creep out right now because I'm not focused on the show itself. But yeah, for the 45 minutes of the actual show, no headache. And now I can feel it like right behind my eye. It's like knocking. Hello, did you think I was gone? Yeah, right. Oh, we almost... Thankfully, you know, Daddy is a tech genius, but we almost didn't have a show this week.
almost doesn't count except in horseshoes and hand grenades.
But we can still talk about it in the bonus section.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the mic, as you can clearly hear, is perfectly wonderful and fine.
Yep.
We are not recording on the big, bad, beautiful computer we normally use.
No, we're not.
We are using the sad little laptop. And I'm still a little leery of the laptop, but Daddy says he can, you know, keep it going with spit and prayers. So I
said, duct tape.
And of course, duct tape.
Yep.
Spit works too. I'm just saying. Anyway, so yeah, we almost didn't have a show, and that really would have bothered me. That really, really would have bothered me. Anything else going on?
No.
We haven't really had kinky fuckery.
No.
Y'all remember, first I had a pinched nerve, then I had a head cold, then Daddy had a head cold.
Then she shared it with me.
I gave him my head. Yeah. I'm a giver.
Yeah.
I share, and I play well with others.
Something. Well, I'm not going to deny that. But
I shared it with you.
Some things are better left unshared.
Yeah, well. Yeah. He's on the mend. He's fine.
Yeah, getting there.
He sexted me today, so. You know, that gave me a great indication. He's fine.
Clear sign. He's getting better.
I said, you must be feeling better. You're feeling frisky. And then I said, come home and fuck me. And he went, mm-hmm. He did not come home and fuck me, though, y'all. I think he could have coughed into the phone talking to his boss and convinced him how sick he was.
I had way more fun.
Sexting me?
No.
Oh.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, I was like, that was right? The right answer is it was fun.
About the little, how do I explain it?
The little bit of manipulation and mind fuck you did to your own boss?
Yeah, that. Yeah,
he's a douche, so he deserves it. What I am finding, I don't think I can do a mind fuck. I just don't think it's in my wheelhouse, but Daddy can do them to almost anybody and takes the same amount of glee in them, whether it's, you know, fucking with this baby girl or fucking with his boss. It's still great. He's still happy.
Yep.
The gleam in his eye is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I loved every bit of it.
Well, he deserves it. And you're not gaming the system to hurt anybody.
Oh, no.
It would actually help you, and there's nothing wrong with that, since that guy would do anything other than help you. And if he thought that what he was doing was helping you, he would do the exact opposite. So there's a lot of reverse psychology going on, too.
Yeah.
It's like dealing with my 7-year-old, and yet the guy is the boss of hundreds of people, if that tells you anything. Yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid to get excited, because every time I get excited, I feel like I jinx myself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I might be making small, teeny tiny headway in the Eroticon fund.
Good.
So I picked up an extra job from one of the places, Kinkley, if y'all who follow my writing. I haven't written for them in ages. They've published a lot of my stuff because they had so much to publish. They spread it out over several months. But I haven't actually written and then gotten paid for anything in a while. So I have that coming up. And they want more ideas from me, which potentially means there could be more money. Plus, on the vanilla side, and completely unbudgeted thing, like it's not something I count on for funds, they reached out to me and said, ooh, would you please write for us? And we'll pay you up to like $100 per article. So I got to convince them I need to write multiple articles for them. And so, yeah, that's like I could have at least the registration fee before I planned on having the registration fee. Of course, hotel and flight is still an issue, but... Yeah. But, you know, I feel like if I can do these things, then maybe that's a sign that I'm actually going to get to go to London. It's terrifying. It's exciting, but it's terrifying.
I pity the poor Londoners.
Oh, no, I think they'd have fun. I've already had an offer to meet for dinner, talk about kink. And then a couple other people are like, oh, we have to get together. Well, of course we do. I will not be this bubbly, effervescent. Is that the word I want? Effervescent?
Effervescent.
Person immediately. Okay. I'm like this because one, I'm behind a microphone and you cannot see me. And two, my daddy is right next to me. It is very easy to be completely myself in those situations. Plus, I know what I want to talk about. I am really shitty at small talk. You know?
You're better than you think.
Yeah, I get awkward quickly. Like, I think I know what, like, nicety you're saying, and so I respond to the one I think you're saying and not to the one you've actually said. You know, it's awful. But once I get comfortable, then you just can't shut me the hell up. I know y'all have already, y'all have all figured that out because you've listened to the show, but it happens in real life too. So then I know that about myself. See, this is how anxiety works. So I know that about myself. So then I'm terrified of taking over the entire conversation. And so then I say nothing because that way I can't do that. Awful. I'm a hot mess, y'all. And I know I am. I know I am. Oh, and I'm OCD. I've got, I don't want to belittle anybody's actual mental health issues, but I have OCD tendencies. I'm a tad OCD.
Yeah.
So I get, but my anxiety plays a part of that. So I get worried about locking myself out. So I have to check the locks many times and I have to go back inside and I have to rummage in my purse to make sure I'm not. So I'm going to have to keep up with whatever way I'm going to get transportation in London, if I get to go, and a room key without having my daddy there to have one too. So I always have a bag. It's just going to be so stressful.
You'll be fine.
Well, don't act like I'm going yet. I don't know if I'm going yet.
Before me?
I was a hot mess who checked the locks and checked her purse all the time. I thought that was just clearly explained.
Oh, so basically I'm just your OCD enabler.
No, you are my stuffy and my woobie and my blankie all wrapped up into one.
Wow.
I know. There's a lot of pressure there. Wow. Don't screw up, dude. So I think this bonus section has rambled on long enough.
Yeah.
Because now I'm just sort of, as my dad used to say to me, I'm talking to hear myself talk.
Yeah.
But the more I talk, the longer I can keep the headache at bay. So I just keep talking forever. Oh, he'll love that.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think it's time to say goodnight and let these poor people go about their day.
Well, it might not be night for them. It's just night for us because that's when we're recording. It could be like 9 o'clock in the morning. They're on their way to work.
Okay, then I think it's time to let them go about their business.
But maybe they don't want to go into work. Maybe they hate their jobs and listening to us is their sole source of pleasure in the whole entire day.
I feel sorry for
them. I know, right? I'm so sorry. But if we stop talking, they have to face reality and they get no more pleasure. Aw, that's so sad. We wouldn't want to do that to anybody, would we?
Here, well, you know,
the look. If y'all could see the look. Oh, I do want to. Can I float the Patreon idea to my bonus people? Okay, because I know not everybody listens to the bonus material, and hell, at this point, even the bonus listeners might have stopped listening at this point. So, Patreon, I like Patreon because people who want to pledge a monthly amount and kind of set it and forget it kind of thing, and then get access to special goodies that I do, chapters of books I'm working on. Okay, I've only got one chapter uploaded so far, but you know what I mean, chapters of books and free books I give and video of me talking about whatever, right? And that's why I like Patreon, and it allows people who want to support me and what I'm doing to do it in that way and get something for it, which is what I really like. So Daddy's always trying to help me, and it's not, you know, after Eroticon there'll be other things. Our podcast costs are starting to go through the roof, and the newsletter costs are starting to go through the roof, and so I have to figure out how to make this stuff pay for itself. So Patreon seems like a good long-term solution. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Daddy came up with an idea, and then I expanded on it, but he said, why don't we offer some sort of bonus material through Patreon for Patreon pledgers to access if they want to for the dollar or the whatever.
Right.
And at first we talked about doing audio, but I hate the idea of doing something educational that can benefit somebody's relationship and then making you pay for it. I mean, there are models out there and there are things I am contemplating that would teach you stuff like actual skills that you'd have to pay to access. But we're talking about, you know, here's our experiences within a relationship. I feel like that should be free. So I said, well, I don't know how I feel. I don't think I like that idea, but I like the idea of doing some sort of bonus something on Patreon for those who want to access it and feel like it's worth money to access. So then I, you know, mulled it over for a couple of days, and I came up with the idea of video of the two of us where you could see both of our faces. Nothing kinky, nothing porn, y'all.
I can't spank you?
Well, I guess you can. I guess you could if that's what you wanted to do. Would y'all pay to see that? I really, if you are listening to this, I need to know. Would y'all pay to see that? Because my wheels are going to be spinning until somebody says, Kayla Lord's hell fuck no, I'm not paying to see you get spanked. I can see that for free and porn on Tumblr. Somebody, he does this. He gives me these ideas. But so we did think of doing special bonus material from podcasts that are video, but the only way you can access them is to be a pledger on Patreon, and not even like a big high level. I mean, maybe like the $3 or $5 level, like not, you have to pay, you know, $100 to see this. But that's what we were thinking. And so if you have a strong opinion one way or the other, y'all, you can go, oh, fuck no. You can tell me that. Try to be nice. Fuck no, might hurt my feelings. But, you know, if that's something you would pay for, not if you can, I'm not asking for promises, but if you're like, huh, if I had a few extra dollars a month, sure, I'd pay for something like that. Let me know and tell, yeah. You know, reach out to us wherever you want to reach out to us on. And yeah, because, but if you totally pay to see me get spanked, honey, I need to get spanked more often. We'll make videos every month if somebody will pay for it. You know? Oh gosh, I hope somebody's listening and will respond, because I just had all kinds of ideas that would be really cool. Floggers and paddles, and how red change can we make? And I saw somebody did a Tumblr challenge. I know I was supposed to end this bonus section, but yeah. It's the bonus section, y'all. Okay. So somebody on Tumblr did a thing where they posted a picture of themselves, or I don't even think it was a picture, it was like a text post or something, and their partner had said, for however many likes you get or share, notes, because on Tumblr, y'all, it's notes, it can be a like or a share, you will get that many, like, spankings.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Right, and it got up to like 1,000. He had to do it in shifts, because you can't hit somebody 1,000 times in a row unless you're, like, really light. And she got some major spankings out of it. So I guess I'm asking, would anybody pay to see the different ways that John Brownstone can beat my ass? And my ass is looking really good, y'all. I've been working this ass, the squats, the leg lifts, some of the things I'm doing. Yeah, this ass is much higher up and firmer than it used to be. So, okay. Well, now that I have, like, now begging for feedback, this is me literally begging for feedback. Okay, it's not literally. I'm figuratively begging. You know what I mean. I guess we're done. Are we done? Do you have anything?
No, I'm done. I'm good. I'm out of coffee.
Well, then you're definitely done. None of us want him to do this without coffee. Okay, so keep it in mind.
Yeah.
Would, if you could, I'm not saying you can, if it, like, if you're like, oh, I have money and I don't have to worry about it, would you pay to see content, video content on Patreon of the two of us talking? And most especially, would you pay to see me get spanked? I don't know. I don't know that it's really, like, that interesting, but I really want feedback. I really want, if you are listening to the, if you can hear the sound of my voice.
Inquiring minds want to know.
And, you know, y'all, you're hearing this, the show goes out September 2016. I don't care if you hear this September 2018. I want to know what you think. Okay. So are we done? Are we good?
We're done. Okay. I'm good. Let's say good night, or good day, or good morning, or whatever.
Good life.
Yeah. Happy day.
Happy day. Happy night.
Thank you.
We love you.